can there other people? I'm just going to say this. This is a for instance. Come on up here, Jimmy. Say, for instance, Jimmy is a drunk. Jimmy is a dope addict. Jimmy does a whole lot of things that Jimmy ain't got no business doing. So when I look at myself and I compare myself to Jimmy, man, I come out smelling like a rose. But when I talk about God's knowledge, we need to compare ourselves to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you see something? When you compare your life and when I compare my life against the life of Jesus Christ, and baby, let me tell you, that's where the false and the false all shake out. Amen. So what am I trying to say? Praise God. We're going to have to humble ourselves. But the third thing, praise God, that Paul talks about in here, about Christian unity, the behavior, praise God, we have to, it is a gentle, praise God, behavior. He says in verse 2, he said, with long suffering and meekness. That word meekness means gentleness. Amen. You see, those believers who are gentle are so God controlled that they are continually kind and gracious towards others. I'm talking about on a continuous basis. Person that's genuinely gentle. Praise God. They're going to all, because their life is controlled by God. Amen. Those are the people in whom self has died, and through whom Christ in all of his humility lives. Paul put it the best way. Somebody got a Bible. I want you to turn to Galatians 2:20. This is how Paul put it. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, he said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who what? Liveth on the inside of me. What Paul was trying to say in that verse of scripture, he said that I have been crucified with Christ, but I live. See, Christ's natural body was crucified, and it died. But praise God, and what Paul is saying, that I was crucified with Christ, but I live. I still live, but you want to know something? It's not me that's living. It's Christ who lives on the inside of me. What do you mean by that? He said, I'm trying every day of my life to walk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to talk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to act like Christ. And the old Paul that you used to know, that Paul is dead. Praise God. We need to kill some of these old Joes and these old Susies and these old Sallys too. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And say, old Joe Martin is dead, but I'm living. But you know, it's not me, but it's Christ who lives on the inside of me. I'm going to allow him. That's what you call gentleness. But not only is it gentle, praise God, the verse, you continue to read the verse. Amen. The verse says that it is patient. Woo-wee. He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. Long suffering means patient. You see, patience is the spirit that bears insult without bitterness or complaint. There are some believers who are not patient with themselves. They're not patient with their friends. They're not patient with their brothers or their sisters, even their brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We're going to have to learn, praise God, to be patient. And remember that song that they used to sing, "Bees, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet." God is not through with any of us. Amen. I said the last time, we're all nothing but a work in process. Amen. And just like God was patient with us, we need to be patient with our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus. Don't ever look down your nose just because somebody is still into the sin that they were in a long time ago and haven't overcome that thing. Don't you sit there, praise God, and put your head up and start talking about, well, I thought that he gave his life to Christ, and look at him. That was a verse in Galatians, I believe, Galatians 6:1. Praise God, said, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, he said, you with your spirit, you restore such a one in the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself, because that might be their day today. Tomorrow might be your day.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
A leaking roof, because when he sees your thanksgiving, when praises go up, blessings. I wish I had a witness. Blessings. Blessings. I wish there was somebody in here. Every time you try to wrap one thing up, he bless you with something else. So Jesus says, don't try to impress me, but try to attract me. Then secondly, in verse 43, Jesus says, hey boys, come here, let me holler at you. Come here, disciples. This woman, this poor widow, has given more than all of these. What has she given? You see, in Ghana, West Africa, when I land in Accra after 10 hours of flying, when I get there to the capital of Accra, yes, I would love to be Donald Trump in America. Yes, I would like for my last name to be Kennedy, based on financial status. But when I get to Accra and exchange my currency, $100, instantaneously, I become a millionaire, because I receive $700,000 in CDs. So when I cash $200, I cannot fit the money in my pocket. I have to buy a satchel, like a book sack. My money is in my back, because I'm loaded. And when I walk through the streets, they are not impressed by my diamonds and gold, because I'm in the land of gold that has been misappropriated by the British who live across the water. That's another story. But God says, when I get there, I'll show you something. I will show you people who is not attracted by materialism, but attracted by spiritualism. If my rings and a Bible lay adjacent to one another, they would take the Bible and leave the gold. They ask, Bible, give me Bible. Putting all of my clothes in the cleaners in America is $300. But in Ghana, it is 25,000 CDs. Less than $1.30. When I give somebody 100,000 CDs. They had 6 rooms on to their houses. I see them as they dance to the altar in giving. They dance.
They dance.
Broke.
Yes, sir. They dance.
But they dance. And there's a song that captivates my attention. When I look up to the mountains.
What?
When I look up through the valleys.
Yeah.
You are Lord.
My
I'm broke.
What?
But you are Lord. Yeah. I've got malaria. Yeah. But you are Lord. Yeah. Now if they can dance. In that condition, I thought at least some of y'all that's got Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Mercedes, $300,000 home, I thought at least some of y'all who used to be broke, robbing Peter to pay Paul. But God's been good to you. And that's why I wanted to tell you in the second point. It's not competitive, but yet it's commendable. And the question is, what is Jesus saying about your worship?
Who commends?
I fired my praise team and I'm through. I dismiss the spiritual cheerleaders. When I organized them, they didn't audition for anybody. I just looked out among them and saw their spirituality at a level to employ them and ask them to come. Trying to identify with modernism. But after a while, they got caught up in themselves.
Yes. Have mercy.
And then you've got these people who want to join the ministry.
Say it, Reverend.
Having to audition. They want to sit in the seat of authority and preside over the proceedings as though worship is dependent upon them. The president can't get along with the secretary and they're arguing over what song. Now cheerleaders are supposed to build the morale of the people in the state. When my spirit is low, when I'm a little bit down, change is strange, money is funny, husband acting a fool, children don't know what to do, job giving me all kind of hell, internal, external problem. If I could just drag myself to the church and get in the church, the cheerleaders ought to at least say to me 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. All for Jesus. Stand up and holler. But they arguing with one another. How you gonna lead me and cheer me and you can't get together? That's why I don't need nobody to get my praise on. Let me close this thing. When I was coming up in the 70s, I had to be in for 10 o'clock. Not 10:30, but 10 o'clock. I'm talking about.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. the gospel.